Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. George Call is with us, ladies and gentlemen. George is a new friend. He's Senior VP of Sales, of New Services at Sears Holdings, which is, it's now called Sears Holdings. When I knew it, back when I was a pup and when I was beginning my career, some of you may remember that I was with Sears for decades ago, way back in the old days. And it was just called Sears Roebuck back in those days. Now it's Sears Holdings. He's also president of an organization inside of Sears Holdings called ServiceLive.com. And he's our new friend, George Call. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here today.
It's good to have you here. As I don't know how much I've talked to my audience about it, but I do go back a ways with Sears. I was with Sears in the late 60s, early 70s, working my way through college, and then after that, and some of the best training, George, that I ever, whatever I know about business, my experience with Sears was an incredible, important, critical part of the foundation for whatever I know about business. It was a great time for me.
Well, that's a great story. Just this last weekend, you know, I have a similar story because Sears Holdings is made up of several great companies and
right.
brands, such as Kmart. And early in my career, back when I was in high school, a Kmart store opened up real close to us, and that's where one of the first places I ever got a job. And to your point, you know, it's going back a lot of years, but it's a lot of stories and a lot of lessons that you learned. That I learned back doing the same thing.
I wouldn't take anything for the experience that I had. And I had back-to-backs like that. I had Sears, and I left Sears and went right into Xerox. And so both of those two companies really gave me a lot of education. And I've got great fond memories of those days. But you're doing something a little different. In those days, George, it never would have occurred to me that somebody would be doing what you're working on right now. And I want to set the stage for what's happening in the marketplace. You know, eBay is a marketplace in the clouds. And it is a place where people auction, you know, there are auctions for goods. And then of course we've got, if you remember, Google did an auction for their stock, and then we've got the Fed doing auctions, and so auctions are everywhere. Now you guys have picked up on that, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we have, but what's something that we've really focused on is looking at the home service industry in general, and there's certainly companies out there like eBay and so many different ways that companies are doing business and different auction formats and different kinds of business models on the internet. But what really makes ServiceLive.com special is that what we is doing our homework and understanding really what makes the home service industry up. And it's a lot of very small businesses
mm-hmm.
nationwide. You know, approximately 60% of them are made up of a company the size of one.
Exactly.
And
my heroes.
And that's the fabric of America,
that's right.
From my mind.
That's right.
And it's in understanding that nuance. It's where the genesis of the idea behind ServiceLive.com came around.
Well, you know, part of my assignments when I was with Sears was to work in the carpet department. And, I mean, I put myself and my wife through college selling carpet for a couple of years there. And our installers were local mechanics, they call themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So Sears has a history of this for going way, way back. But what you're talking about now is you're talking about giving control. This is what's happening. This is the interesting thing about what's happening in the marketplace. I've been writing a lot about this and talking a lot about this, George, and that is how much more control customers have over the marketplace these days. And what you're talking about doing is creating auctions, auction environments for people to do business with mechanics, with craftsmen, aren't you?
No, we absolutely are. It's understanding that that the consumer is becoming more and more in control. The internet has made information much more transparent and accessible to all, and that information is making us all in the business world be that much better at what we do. And so more and more the customers are in control of the process, to your point.
And the more customers are in control, and ladies and gentlemen, this is a really important point that George has initiated just now. The more customers are in control, the more companies like you, people like you and me, George, have to seek excellence.
Yeah, so it's a marketplace where what we're creating is a marketplace where people are trusted to live up to promises. And in this marketplace, the best will rise to the top, mm-hmm. regardless of the size of the organization you work for, which is something very special here, because it doesn't matter if you work for if you're a service person that works for a large service company, or you yourself run a large service company, or you yourself, Jim, may be running a small electrical services company, mm-hmm. or computer IT kind of service,
right.
company.
Mm-hmm.
You get to compete on your reputation based on what customers actually think of you,
mm-hmm.
which is very different, not based on the size of your marketing budget.
Mm-hmm. So your the goods you take to the marketplace is what your value is, not your size or hopefully, ultimately, not the low price that you're willing to offer.
Right. No. What we're seeing is that customers are looking for professionals that have a reputation of providing excellent service, and that's no different. This business model doesn't change that. It just makes it much more transparent and easy for a consumer. Mm. Or up to enterprise-sized companies to leverage the Service Live marketplace to find those great service companies.
So George Call, ladies and gentlemen, and his company, ServiceLive.com, is aggregating these service organizations and creating a marketplace where you can bid on these services and do business with them. When we come back, we're going to get into the details. How does this thing actually work? How does it work for you? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. It's got lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. You can find it there, to anything to listen or read to, anything you want there under the Small Business Sun. Thousands of archives and articles and hundreds of really smart people in our brain trust. My blog is there, my knowledge base, askjim.biz. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all those things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. George Call is with us, ladies and gentlemen. C-O-L-L is how you spell his last name. And he is president of ServiceLive.com, which is an organization that auctions services, auctions home improvements, auctions, whatever you need to have done to your home, your business, I guess, George, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we think about it as it's the only online services marketplace where you can name your price, your time, and the way you want to have home repairs done, home repairs or improvements.
So nobody says, okay, I want somebody to come to my house between 9 and 5 sometime next week. Nobody ever says that, do they?
No, they never do. How did you know that, Jim?
So the person would say, okay, I'm off on Thursdays. I'm going to be there in the afternoon on Thursday. I need to have some light plumbing done, and I'm willing to pay. Did they actually say I'm willing to pay this much money, or what do they do?
Yeah, so literally, if you were to go to servicelive.com, and it's just a really, really simple process, and you put in a zip code for where you may live. Let's just say it's somewhere in Alabama.
Yeah.
And you put in a zip code,
mm-hmm.
and then after you put in that zip code, up will pop up a list of it'll ask you, is this project for a home office or for a commercial business? Because all kinds of buyers access servicelive.com in order to get services work done.
Mm-hmm.
So not only homeowners, but from property management companies all the way to national insurance companies are starting to use servicelive.com mm-hmm. as a way to reach the best and brightest.
Well, here's what you got to realize. Whether you're a huge company or a little bitty or a single person living in a condo, everybody needs a local craftsperson to take care of local problems.
Yeah, and like we were saying before the break, you know, and most of these companies are small. 60% of them,
right.
The size of the company's one. So
right.
They're small entrepreneurs that have a trade and a profession, and they bring a lot of hard work to what they do every day. And what we've done is built a platform for them to be able to join. It's free to join.
Right.
And which I think, again, is something very special here. It's free to join, and where all kinds of buyers start to leverage this platform in order to purchase any kind of services they need, typically around the home.
So basically, you've turned the auction thing upside down in a way, though. Instead of me having to sell something, having something I want to sell, and we auction that, you've turned it around so that the prime object is what I want to buy.
That's right. And what is selling, if you're a small business, is your reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The information about your company and your reputation. That's what you're selling, which is the way all of us should be able to compete, and the best should
right,
win.
Right.
And
let's talk about how this thing works, though. So if I've said okay, I'm going to be available next Thursday afternoon, I need some plumbing done or whatever, some light carpenter work or whatever, and then the next thing I know, I start getting some bids from some companies saying I can do that work and that kind of thing.
Now, Jim, you've got a lot more control than that in this process. So what happens is you decide, you know, you need some light plumbing work done. You're off next Thursday afternoon. And not only next Thursday afternoon, you've got a window of time between 1 and 4 because you've got an early dinner appointment, okay?
Right.
So not just all afternoon. You've got, you know, between 1 mm-hmm. and 4, you've got a slot that you'd like to get some light plumbing work done.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to servicelive.com, put in your zip code, and then you select the service category of plumbing, general plumbing, and what will happen is everybody in your area that has joined Service Live, and every one of them has to go through a background check,
right,
which servicelive.com pays for.
They have to have certain insurance capabilities, that sort of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, we want them to be doing business in good standing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we have them go through a background
check.
Have to
have references so and things like that.
People.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they can upload their insurance documents,
right,
and they can state their general liability insurance
customer references and
all these kinds of things
like that.
And your personal information isn't shared, but information about you
right.
and your company is
right.
shared. So,
George, let me stop you for a second.
A buyer of service gets a lot more information than they would going to the typical yellow pages.
George, I've only got a minute left. Hold on quickly. How do we establish the price? Because this kind of work is hard to know in advance how much it's going to cost.
So we give it as you pick the service category, a little window pops up next to your mouse, the arrow
right.
on the screen,
right.
And it'll show you what the general hourly rate for that kind of work.
Okay.
In your area goes for.
Right.
So you can put a price out there. Let's just say I'm willing to pay $150 for Thursday between 1 and 4 for a company to come out. You choose
right.
the companies that you would be comfortable doing the service for you, okay,
yep.
based on their reputation.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a picture, easily describe the work that you want done, so you can describe your work really easily.
Service
so the
Live,
service company on the other side
I gotta wrap
has
it up,
a lot
George.
Of transparency.
I got to wrap it up. ServiceLive.com, folks. This is a fascinating new offering in the marketplace. George, congratulations on this.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
And we'll see you next time. George Call, ladies and gentlemen, with ServiceLive.com. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.